a friend. That's actually. She goes online. She shops at malls. For a laugh, she buys a ball.
That was Judy's Got a Big Mouth by the Judys. And we did interview Dennis. So if you want to check out a previous interview, you can go to the CJSF website and check that out. Okay. Do you guys play? We're going to talk about your other band, Starling Effect. Do you guys play any covers?
Starling always throws a cover or two into the set. Most recently, we added Echo and the Bunnymen song, and oh my God, I'm blanking on it, but it's one of their best-known songs. Sorry, guys, if you're listening, I forget the name of the song, but that's the way it is. We do Drive It All Over Me by My Bloody Valentine. We've been doing that one for a while, and we recorded an REM cover of Old Man Kenzie a few years ago, and we're actually thinking of bringing that back into the set.
And you told me earlier that REM actually commented or they contacted you. What did they say?
Yeah, REM didn't contact us directly, but I think it was through John Lucas, our guitar player and singer. Somebody had reached out to us, and John, of course, would be able to verify how this happened, but they reached out and wanted to know if Starling Effect wanted to record an REM song as part of this compilation that somebody was putting together of REM covers of all these different I think primarily shoegazy style bands. And so we chose Old Man Kenzie. It turned out really, really well. And of course, the people that coordinated it shared it with REM's people, and the REM folks commented positively. So, you know, as I said, that and 250 will buy me a coffee at Starbucks, but actually it won't.
Nope,
I probably need about $4. But, you know, it's great. And so, yeah, Starling always throws a cover. We used to do Night Like This by The Cure and Into the Trees and whatnot, because Greg, our keyboard player, is a massive Cure fan. I don't think there's a bigger Cure fan in the world, but except Tim.
Here's Old Man Kenzie.
We'll be right back.
bad beard day.
All right, someone's having a bad beard day. All right. Okay. So we are back in the studios. And yes, did you know that Michael has been on radio before? Tell me about the Calgary days.
The Calgary days. I was a proud member of CJSW Radio in Calgary going back many, many years ago, late 80s to early mid 90s, which we were talking about earlier off air, was a fantastic time to be at a campus radio station. Mm-hmm. If you think of all the seminal records that were released in the late 80s and early 90s of bands that remain influential to this day.
Yes.
So it was a really, really good time. And CJSW was a wonderful station to be a part of, really progressive. They went on air, they were on air for decades, but they got their license, their official license in 1985. Mm-hmm. And it was great. You could pick them up as far away as Banff, which is about 110 kilometers from Calgary. So they had a really strong signal. And yeah, it was a great station. They won a number of awards at the time, certainly not for my show. But but it was a really great crew. Some have gone on to do some pretty amazing things. And again, I'm still still influenced by that experience to this day.
Yes. So
it's a pleasure to be here.
We're not as fancy as the one in Calgary because they have a fantastic studio where like bands can actually play live. Like it's like a separate studio.
And hey, this studio that we're in right now is much more she than the one that I. Yeah, because when I was there, it was the old CJSW.
Yes.
And, but this is definitely more kitted out than I was used to. So it's great, and it's so good to be back on campus radio.
Oh, thank you. Yes, and tell me about what was the name of your radio show?
I did a show called A Well-Balanced Diet.
Yummy.
and that's pretty well what it was. I would, I'd play everything from American hardcore to, to jazz to, country, but yeah,
it's a nice mix, a nice well-balanced diet.
That's a well-balanced diet.
All right,
diet.
And
he did the entire show in a Richard Simmons voice. The diet aspect.
And three more, and two more, and one. Okay, and we're gonna play "I Want to Live" by the Get-Arounds. So yes, eat healthy and have a variety. Yeah, I want to live. All right. So we'll be back with more Paranoid Romantic after this.
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
Music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
All right, and we are back with Paranoid Romantic, if you're just tuning in. All right, we're going to play one of their songs. It's called Low. Tell me about this one.
Okay, Low is another one that was rattling around in my brain.
A lot of rattling going on.
I have a tendency to cannibalize ideas of my, that I've had in the past, so some of the lyrics of this particular song were taken from another song I'd written with another band in the past that never went anywhere, so I thought, you know what? I'm going to try it again. See what happens, you know?
Yeah.
And it turned out all right, I think. Yeah.
It's fun.
Sounds really good. Oh, I really enjoy that one.
Yeah.
Nice.
Fell in love with a good time girl.
And we are back. Right. And yeah, we're going to play a couple more songs of Paranoid Romantic. I know we only have like 10 minutes left here, folks. Okay. Yes. Tell me about this next song, because it's got a swear word in it. And I also noticed, I also noticed your t-shirt.
I'll say it.
Yes. How do you know that band?
I don't.
Oh, you don't? Because they were in the Whammies years ago.
Really?
Yeah, and I remember the guys. He had like the mohawk. Oh, I can't remember his name. He's on my Facebook. Oh, anyways, I do know a guy in that band. And yes.
So we can't say that word on radio.
Basically, we like to. Or else I'll try and beep it out when we do the replay. But anyways, tell me about the effing delightful song.
The fucking delightful is basically, it's like, I don't, you know, you might not, I don't know why you don't like me, because I'm fucking delightful. Anyways, that's the whole crux of the song.
And he is. Tim is yeah, if anybody's, so you know, delightful, it's, so delightful. It's Tim.
Here we go. Yeah. All right, guys. Next, we have the Wheel of Spiel.
Spiel. Oh,
spin that wheel.
Spinning the wheel.
What do we got?
Movies.
Movies. Ooh. All right. What are you guys watching these days? Anything on Netflix or do you actually go out to theaters?
Oh, I try not to go out to theaters too much unless it's like VIP, because that's the only way to go now. I was like, I can't sit in a regular seat anymore, and it's like these nice cozy seats.
Below you now.
Like, I can sit in there and bring a beer inside and have a thing of popcorn. That's perfect.
Yeah,
I haven't seen. I don't think I've watched.
My wife and I just finished watching. Well, we watched White Lotus, which I thought was terrific, but we just watched a 4-part British series called Adolescence.
I heard about
it. It's heavy. It's really well done, but it's the cinematography that's mind-boggling, because they shoot. They're 1-hour episodes. They shoot them all in one shot.
Oh, single.
Which is
Unheard of.
Which is mind-boggling.
It is.
One take.
And that's it.
And, yeah, you can imagine if they have to reshoot, right? But
yes.
So Adolescence, I highly recommend it.
All right.
It isn't light. It's certainly not light watching, but, you know, it's terrific.
Anything Ernest Goes to Camp, Jim Varney.
Old school.
Come on,
what you mean, Vern?
Vern.
Hello, Vern.
It's Christmas.
Yeah.
All right, guys, where can people follow you?
We're on Facebook.
Facebook page.
Instagram?
Yeah, actually.
Do we have an Instagram?
We took Instagram down because we're just putting some more, we're getting some more content.
Mm-hmm.
So Instagram very shortly. We took down our old one.
So there'll be a relaunch.
Instagram. Nice. But right now, everything you can find out about Paranoid, you can find us on Facebook.
Fantastic. Right. Well, I want to thank my co-host here, Big Papa. Thank you for coming in.
We'd like to thank both of you. Thanks to CJSF. And thanks to everybody in Vancouver who comes out to not only our shows, but everybody's shows. Supporting local music is really important. So
yes,
especially in this day and age too, right?
Yeah, so. Any shout outs for you guys?
Shout out to Corey and Kat. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, all the guys in Starling, the Get Arounds, my wife who may be listening.
You know? There you go.
Brewery. That's a good one.
To the breweries, our friends at Strange Fellows.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
We're there every Friday.
Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby. All right, we'll catch you all next week. This is DJ Meddy signing out.